82.0.
Blog Talk Radio.
82.0? Shit, man, now that's a phenomenal record. I mean, come on. What now? What now, you delusional haters? I beat two people in 3 days' time. Come on, how many of these fake-ass fucking bitch-ass clowns, actors, HBO, fucking joke time, these motherfuckers fight once a year, twice a year, whatever. I fought twice in 3 days. You understand? Now that's real boxing. That's real combat. None of that fake fucking TV bullshit. Man, I beat so many TV fucking fighters, man. I beat a lot of TV fighters. I expose them, man. I beat underground fighters. I beat TV fighters. Let me tell you, underground fighters are better. Yeah, because they do it for pride. They do it for combat. You know what I mean? These TV actors do it for money. They're not talented, man. They're fucking actors, man. Look, I already beat Deontay Wilder. I would murder Vladimir Klitschko if he would actually step in the ring with me. I would murder his brother, Vitaly Klitschko. I would literally fucking kill Gennady Golovkin. GGG, what does that stand for? Gay, gay, gay? Oh, all right, I didn't know. Well, now I know. But Floyd Mayweather Jr., way too small. I would knock him the fuck out. One punch. Man, let me actually play my fight. My last fight. When I smashed that Navy dude, that was good. That was great victory, but this one was just real, even better. It was just phenomenal.
Look at this shit. One punch, baby.
One punch to the jaw, right in the chin, man. You fucking delusional hater said I telegraphed my punches. Really, I could. Okay, if I telegraph my punches, how did I connect so accurate and so fast that he couldn't even see it? He had his guard up, and I still landed on him and stopped him. Yeah, you people don't know what the fuck you're talking about, man. That's his jaw snapping, man.
R.I.P. Hater. Yo, Box Rec, where you at? Where you at, Box Rec? Boom, son.
And my wedding is coming up, man. Now that's the life of a champ, baby. What's up, everybody? My fans? You know what I'm saying? On one team, man. Charlie's on up, the greatest. Well, yeah, I just want to make an announcement to everybody. I'm going back to Ukraine. Me and my wife have a wedding coming up. Well, I gave her a ring a long time ago, you know. She is my wife, but now we're like literally getting official. Yeah, she's taken my last name and her passport and her ID and her everywhere. It's going to say Zona, Daria Zona, full name, yeah. And this is it. Yeah, I came back to LA for a little while to get some papers, marriage papers and stuff. And I won two fights, so I definitely don't regret my trip back home. But, I have to go back to Ukraine. I got a wedding coming up there, you know what I mean? And how long I'm going to be there, well, nobody knows exactly, but, okay, you get to choose. The reason I'm telling people is that I just want them to know that I may have a pretty long vacation from boxing. If anything, I'll box over there, but I'd rather fight in L.A., you know what I mean? Or Vegas, you know. Because I know gyms, I know I can get fights way easier here, you know what I'm saying? But overseas, I don't know any gyms. I could find some, you know. I don't know. We'll see. I just won two fights in 3 days. So, I'm trying to enjoy my victories, man. Fuck, I'm going to fight every day. I'm pretty much doing it already. But anyways, there's a fiancé visa and there's a wife visa. I mean, the fiancé you take is faster, but come on. The woman that you love with all your heart, would you want her to be your fiancé or your wife? You know what I'm saying? The wife. So we chose to be married, me and Daria. And, we sign the papers and they give you a month to think. We think about it and we're choosing to do the wife-husband thing. And, the fiancé thing takes 4 to 6 months. before they would release her in 4 to 6 months to LA. The wife, they said, takes 10 to 12 months. Pretty long, man. Pretty long, yeah? You know? Hey, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I like LA way better than Ukraine, but, you know, Ukraine ain't too bad. I mean, I love my wife. I mean, it can't be too bad. You got the woman that loves you so much, and you love her right next to you. You know, it is what it is. I mean, look, I can leave, come back anytime. I'm American. I did come back. I came back to LA, but now I'm going back to Ukraine. I can't go back and forth. Fucking ticket, $1,258. I bought it yesterday, man. Yeah, I mean, I can't be buying tickets there and back to $1,000+. You know what I'm saying? I got to choose. All right, well, I'm either going to stay here or I'm going to stay there. You know? But, yeah, man, about the victory, man, the last victory, it was just phenomenal, man. That left hook, the way I timed him, one hit a quitter, man. I put the haters to sleep, man, with that one 2 days ago, man. You motherfuckers are full of shit, man. I'm not even going to read the comments anymore. Fuck that, man. Everything you clowns write is just BS and fucking what they call gibberish or whatever the fuck, man. You fucking retards, man. How many wins did I, before these two wins, Navy guy and this motherfucker, the black out the dude, 218 pounds. He said he's 218. That's a big motherfucker. You look bigger. You look more like 240 or 250. You look big, man. Motherfucker was a big and strong dude, man. One shot at him. What the fuck? I'm the best, man. I'm beating heavyweights with one punch, man. That's shit. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest, man. 82-0, man. What the fuck? This clown Mayweather. And I don't even think he's 48-0, because I think he stages all his fights. But if he really is 48-0, he's 48-0 beating small guys, man. And he always goes the distance. It's 12 rounds. What the fuck is... I want to fight against a heavyweight with one punch, dude. 12, what 12 rounds, man? That guy has no power. He's fucking weak. I would kill Mayweather Jr., dude. He's, come on, man. Like, now at this point in my career, since I beat Deontay Wilder, come on, Deontay Wilder, as much as I hate that fag, he would, he's too big for Mayweather Jr. He would knock Mayweather the fuck out. Okay, well, I nearly knocked Wilder out of the ring, man. So imagine what I would do to Mayweather. Fuck, I would murder him. Okay, so I'm number one pound for pound, man. Guys like Southpaw Sill, Derek the Jet, they actually Derek got in the ring with me, Southpaw Sill boxing. They actually fought me. One sec, intermission. Hey, you two know. But, yeah, I'm saying, like, Southpaw Sill, I beat his ass, but see, he boxed me. And I seen him, like, a few days after I beat him at the Target store, and I was like, wait a minute, man, you fought. Like, I beat you, man. He's like, yeah, you did, man. He was gracious in defeat, despite being one of my toughest opponents. You know, that's why I got to give the guy credit, you know what I'm saying? This Floyd Mayweather clown, I mean, do I think he's worthy of a title shot against Charlie Zelenoff? Fuck no, not even close. But do I think he needs to get a title shot? Definitely. So I can punch that fucking cocky son of a bitch. Show him the pound for pound reigns. Because Mayweather Jr. keeps deluding himself that he's pound for pound number one. No fucking way. My power, my speed, my accuracy, my timing, my explosiveness, my heart, and my courage. Hey, Floyd, you're out of my way, motherfucker. You can count up all your fucking dollars, money, whatever. Hey, it does not matter. In real boxing, real combat, I mean, it's just a whole different ballgame. It's not about money. It's, you know, it's about how you fight. It's about how you perform. Yeah, and you quote-unquote fight once, twice a year, son. That big boy that I take you under one punch, the Navy guy that I beat, Derek the Giant, Jill Zavala, Wilder. You kidding me, man? These guys would kill you. And Pacquiao, they would kill you motherfuckers, man. Motherfuckers are midgets, dwarfs. Man, I really put my jab out. My jab. You motherfuckers wouldn't even get near me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going up against fucking heavyweights and beating them, man. Fucking, you dwarfs, man. One hook. My jab. I just step forward, step in, boom, jab. You motherfuckers get knocked the fuck out, man. Hook, man. My hook would send you motherfuckers to a different fucking world, man. My hook would send you to a different existence, non-existence. Yeah, like I said, I've been saying it. Mainstream boxing. Yeah, fake. Bullshit. They're so legit. Why don't they fight more often? Why don't they, you know, they're not legit. So, why did I fight a lot of them? Because so I can expose them. And because, to be honest, it feels better to destroy them than underground fighters. Because, underground fighters are better, but mainstream boxers, you know how much I hate them all. And, you know, they disrespected me and all that shit. And every time I beat one of their asses, whether it's an MMA guy from the TV, whether it's a boxer from the TV, when I kick their ass and I put it on YouTube, oh, man, it feels surreal. Let's see. I beat that TV MMA fighter that, you know, he tried to, like, tackle me and grab me, and I started hitting him on the head and shit. And, you know. Joe the Wall, TV fighter, he couldn't land a goddamn punch on me. Wilder, one shot at him. Yeah, so I beat a lot of these people, man. They're not shit, to be honest. It's TV fighters. Overrated. And their fans, these delusional haters foreign bots, all these clowns, they sold me short in boxing. They sold me short in life, period. Hey, you clowns see my wife, Dahlia? Come on. Who gave me a chance to marry a girl that beautiful, that sexy, that hot, that gorgeous? Who gave me a chance? Come on, man. No, wedding is taking place. I'm not saying when. You're going to see the pictures on Facebook now. This is that. I'm going back to Ukraine. Come on, who gave me a chance to win two fights in 3 days, both on video, both with gloves? Come on, man. Who gave me a chance to get to 82-0? You hear me? 82-0, undefeated. Yeah. My bitches know. I mean, bitches, no, yeah, the boxer is a fraud. I mean, let's see, boxer disregarded the greatest of all time. Boxer disregarded a guy who ended up 82-0. So what's boxer? Well, now you look at boxer, you're like, wait a minute, what the fuck? How can they be legit? They disregarded the good. These people are not legit. Man, I beat so many of them. What the hell? I beat their... who they consider their heavyweight champion, Deontay Wilder. I snapped the fucking jaw in the ring, man. You know what I'm saying? But look how far I went. I went from knocking out Andrew Hartley to TKO and Deontay. Well, these clowns never gave me the chance. I still did it. It's not just boxing, MMA. Jill Zavala, Punk Chuck Liddell. Beat the shit out of Jill Zavala, right? Jacob, that MMA, underground MMA fighter. That motherfucker was tough. Crushed his ass easily. Stop him with a left hook. You know what I mean? Kickboxers, man. Alu, the 6'4", 200 pound kickboxer, beat the fuck out of him. K1 Mansfield. Dude named Mansfield. He was K1 TV fighter. Smashed his ass at the gym. You know what I'm saying? U.S. Marine. Beat the shit out of him right before I left Ukraine. Beat the shit out of him. U.S. Marine, U.S. Navy. Man, I beat boxers, kickboxers, MMA fighters. I knocked out a murderer, teardrop. Man, I beat military motherfuckers. Come on now. You can't fucking doubt me. You can't fucking put asterisk to my record. You can't be like, oh, is he really 82-0? Hell yeah, I am, man. Look at the competition I'm beating. You fucking clowns, man. Now you bitches believe that I beat teardrop and muscle head the way I said I beat them. Now you believe it, huh? Now all the fights that were not recorded, now you actually believe. Fuck, it really did happen, did it, huh? And everybody listening to this radio, you saw my last fight? What do I always say? Honestly, it's non-bragging when you back it up, man. I'm the best. That's it. Number one, man. Deontay Wilder, I I hope he sees that. He will. He'll see that fight. He told me he watches my fights. He'll definitely see that shit. But the problem is, when he sees that shit, if he hasn't seen it already, he's not gonna want to fight me again, man. He's like, fuck that. Come on. I hit Wilder with less power, and he got fucking TKO'd. He nearly backflipped out of the ring. And I mean, I don't know. Wilder has no chance. I missed. Yeah, and I mean, I think, you know, the next fight, I think, yeah, Wilder or Klitschko or Mayweather. But Mayweather's so small, I mean, yeah, it would be kind of a step back, but I really don't care. I think knocking him out would feel great. You know, he's such a fraud. I hate that dude. Therefore, Deontay Wilder, if you're listening to this, that left hook, man. That's why you never wanted to fight again. And dude, your cheap shot, come on, man. You lost that one, too, in the EQ. But Deontay, right before that, who bombed out here in the body, though, man? And in the ring, man. Left hook to your jaw, you nearly backflipped out of the ring. TMZ, what does TMZ have to say now, man? TMZ got one shot at, man. TMZ, man. Come on, man. Let's see. Let's give TMZ a nickname right now. Give me a second. Give me a second. Give me a minute. Hold on. Think of a good one. We'll get back to that. But I got a good one. So. They're frauds. TMZ. Yeah, they're clowns. Fucking retards made all these articles about me. Hey, what now, man? Two victories in 3 days, man. Bitch, you bitches see my fights? You clowns see my wife? Oh, shit. Man, none of them fucking... You morons. Listen, TMZ, none of them swats you clowns talk about look as good as my beautiful wife, man. Fucking jokers, man. Retards. Yeah, all these people talk shit on TMZ, man. Let me hit you like I hit that black guy with the do-rag, man. Let me hit you like that, man. Yeah. You wouldn't have a network anymore, man. Bitch-ass motherfuckers, man. Come on. No shit they're going to support Deontay Wilder. He's mainstream. I'm underground, man. No shit they're going to support. Yeah, but see, like, underground fighters, even though they're better than mainstream fighters, they don't get the same, like, publicity. But see, when it's all said and done with me, I'm going to be more famous than every single mainstream boxer, including Muhammad Ali, because I'm the GOAT. Just because of that fact, I'm the greatest of all time. 82-0 at age, I'm going to be 27 there, so I'm technically, officially still 26. So at 26 years old, I reached 82 fucking wins. Therefore, God knows how many wins I'm going to have when it's all said and done. It could be 100, more than 100, you know, when it's all said and done. I mean, when I retire, yeah, I'm going to be, because I'm the GOAT, because I'm the greatest of all time, I'm going to be more famous, more known than all these fucking jokers on TV. And I've never been on TV, and I never will be on TV, but I beat TV fighters on YouTube, you know, and prove that I'm the superior fighter. So, and because of that, it makes it for an even better story. It just because I was, like, ignored by this, by these commission clowns, mainstream media, all this, but then I, you know, now they all know who I am, but then I just retaliated, you know, because they didn't acknowledge my talent. I'm like, hey, bitches ain't gonna acknowledge it. Boom, and jaw, boom, and jaw, boom, and jaw. Now, you acknowledge that, right? Yeah, so. Yeah, see that, and I'm done. My life is complete. I have a wife. I keep winning fights. I'm still undefeated. I'm still the champion. 71 titles after the year. That's, yeah, I mean, come on. Yeah. Joke Lewis. I would knock Joe Willis the fuck out if he was still alive, man. Yeah, they made these mainstream faggots, they made a big deal about Rocky Marciano. What the fuck? 49-0? What's that, man? What's that compared to 82-0, man? I'm not even done yet. I'm continuing until 100. When I'm 100-0, yeah, then I'll retire temporarily. But, I mean, I'm going to be there soon. I'm going to get to 100 when I'm in my 20s. I mean, no shit. Okay, well, 27, guaranteed I'm going to get that. You know. Well, I don't know, because I'm going to be in Ukraine for a while, so I don't think I'm going to fight there. Yeah, if I'm going to take 10 months to spy for a long time, well, I don't know. Maybe possibly take that long off, sure. Well, you know what? Maybe that's for the better, because if I keep going at this rate, then I'll get to 100 very soon, and then I'll have to retire at an early age. So maybe it's for the better that I'm going to have to take this long off. But, you know, I'm not sure, because, like I said, there's rings over there in Ukraine. They have rings. They got boxers there, too. And just because Klitschko's terrified of me doesn't mean I can get other heavyweights to beat now. So there you have it. Charlie Zonoff, 82-0, 53 knockouts. Would have been more. Would have been more, man. Because, like I said, you know, coward like Chuckle Bell. You know, forfeits. But no longer count. If forfeits counted, I would already be 100 now. But, yeah, forfeits don't count anymore. I haven't been counting. Look at my record. Go on Underground Boxing, federation.west.com. Look at my record. Look at, for the past goddamn 35, 40 wins have been good fucking knockout or KO or TKO or decisions. No forfeits. You know what I'm saying? So. But yeah, you know, I punched Chuck Liddell. He even said he saw me, but what he said was a bunch of lies. And yeah, he ran away, dude. He motherfucker picked his arm up across the street. Chuck Liddell, fucking pussy, man. Man, it was that black guy boxing, man. At least he had the heart to put on gloves. Yeah, he quit right away. But Liddell quit, and I didn't even hit him, and he quit. Come on, man. That's a fucking joke, man. Knock his fucking mohawk off, man. Chuck Liddell's a faggot, man. Fuck that motherfucker. Now, I've seen that joker. I'm like, what's up, homie? Let's go box, man. One-on-one. He was like, oh, I'm good. I'm like, no good, motherfucker. Oh, yeah, one person, now that I won these two fights in 3 days, you know who I want to clown? Oh, of course, Frank Steyer. Frank Steyer's, you know, the definition of a clown. Frank Steyer's on medication. I think the SSI pays him money. Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm not clowning. I think he's on welfare. Frank Steyer, that's how I don't know. I mean, dude's definitely on welfare. He's mentally ill. I mean, I can't have that much time to be on the goddamn internet, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I want to clown this other fag, Stacy Goodson. Yo, Goodson. You fucking retard. Did you see all these fights that I won? Did you see how I one shot at that black guy 2 days ago? And what about the other guy when I came back from Ukraine? Oh, Stacy, did you see my wife? Shit. Let's see. Stacy, did you see how I punched Deontay Wilder? How come Delroy Reigns never fought Deontay Wilder? If I punched Delroy Reigns, how I hit Deontay Wilder, Delroy would be in a pine box, in a casket. And you'd have to carry that shit, motherfucker. You fucking retard. Yo, Stacy, did you climb out of your swamp? You know, let me tell everybody what Stacy Goodson does, man. He's in Arkansas and fucking dumpsters. He goes from one dumpster to another, and he's like, all right, I'm moving in. Taxes stuff. There you go. I think that's Stacy's address. Arkansas dumpsters. Fucking tart. Fat motherfucker, man. I heard that the fucking what's it called? You know, like the fast foods in Arkansas, they went out of business. Stacy Goodson came in. Yeah, Frank Steyer is a delusional fucking moron. Let me tell everybody something, man. I know he called in a lot of my radios and shit. He, you know, said he supported me, whatever the fuck. I never took him serious, man. Like I said, I used him for Wilder's contacts. Let me tell everybody, he did not. Okay, he gave me Wilder's number. Yeah, he did. But he didn't do it for my benefit. He wanted to see Wilder beat me, and Wilder lost to me both times, you know. And Frank was upset. And, one second, my wife's just texting. One second, Daria, my beautiful, lawfully wedded wife, she's texting me. Oh, sorry, everybody. I'm talking to my wife. One second. But yeah, man, I'm just saying these two guys, Frank Stay and Stacy. I never took Frank Stay serious. I always thought he was a pretender. When I knocked out Andrew Harley, for example, okay, he saw the whole thing. He was there. Why didn't he step in? Why didn't he, you know, when I knocked Andrew out, why didn't he tell me, it's going off, why don't you hit me like that? Because he's a coward. Because if I hit him like that, he'd be in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? But then when I left, this is it. He starts acting tough guy, making videos, calling me out. But why when I was there, he didn't say a word to me? See, there we go. Definition of a coward. Yeah, he's mentally ill. He, you know, come on. I knocked out Deontay Wilder. I beat the shit out of Derek the Giant. I'm beating, you know, professional fighters. I mean, if I hit a regular person, who Frank Stay clearly is, a regular crazy person, then, you know, I could either kill him or disable him, like cripple him, you know. Yeah, I mean. One second, my wife's texting her. Yeah, she loves me. She loves me. Come on, baby. Go to sleep. All right, well, what was I saying? We're going to go overtime. Everybody listen. But, man, you know, very satisfied with my last victory. 82, man. You saw my hat? World champion, pound, world champion, 82, no? But yeah, clowns like Stacey Goodson, Delray Rains, I'll never forgive those jokers for selling me short. I mean, come on, they never gave me a chance to achieve this kind of stardom, and I still did it, man. Treat me for who I was, man. And even when it was obvious who I was, the GOAT, they would still sell me short, so I mean, what the fuck? And when I beat May with a senior, all these fucking idiots talking shit about me, who I won by knockout, I smashed him, and praising him, what the fuck? Oh, you beat up an old man. I mean, hell, at least some of them admitted that I beat him up, but still, I mean, like, okay, Deontay Wilder, is he an old man? No, I beat him with one punch. The guy yesterday, I mean, whatever, the day before yesterday, is he an old man? No, he was, like, in his 20s, like, around my age. Well, I'm already going to be 27. Okay, I mean, she was as long as 25. You know what I'm saying? Come on, now. The old man excuse, got to go, man. You can't use that excuse. I'm the best, man. This is it. I'm going overtime right now. So everybody listening live, you know, listen to the archive. But anyways, man, it's just, you know, God loves me. Come on. Look at how sexy my wife is. Yeah, I mean, to get a girl that hot and to get her, you know, to get her to marry you, for her to fall in love with you and marry you, yeah, man, I must be doing something right. And the haters are doing everything wrong. Do you understand? These people sit on the fucking computer and just talk shit and talk shit. But see, with me, it's just, nah, it's just too much. I mean, what did I ever do to these fucktards? I mean, they hate me so much. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I went to Ukraine. There's been 3-4 days and I would not post anything at all. Yeah, because I was with my wife. So, you know, I didn't even have time to make posts, you know. I didn't make videos. I only put 5 videos now, you know what I'm saying? It's not the same, man. It's not the same where I could just, you know, make videos and respond to these morons and waste my energy and try to explain something to them. And they're delusional. They're not going to get it. No matter, I could show them, I could do whatever. They're still not going to get it. Look how many times I showed them. Well, I'm sure that even they know. I mean, no, come on. I hit the guy one time, snapped his jaw. Stopped him, made him quit till he took off his gloves right away. Because basically, here's what happened. I hit him, and he was like, fuck that. If he hits me again with that, he'll knock me out. That's what he thought. And he took off the gloves, and he was like, this is it. Yeah, man, that's a lot of power, man. That's why if I applied just a little more force, he would have dropped on those bench presses. Yeah, see, it's more comfortable with the ring, but it doesn't matter. I mean, they all lose. In the ring, they lose. Out of the ring, they lose. You know, I obviously know bare knuckle. I have a beautiful, gorgeous, sexy wife now. I can't bare knuckle anymore, you know, unless I really have to. But, yeah, I mean, if there's a ring, well, I actually know a few gyms. I found a gym that has a ring, but it's kind of far from me in L.A., but when I come back with my wife, Daria, then, yeah, I can definitely use their ring. I know where it's at. They have a boxing ring there, man, and they told me that. Oh, by the way, did I smash that Navy dude? Yeah, man, because he clenched me in the end. This was not on video. It was on video how I landed some bombs on him, like 4 bombs on him. I hit him. But then the idiot recording, he stopped recording. You know, he started recording the ground fucking tomorrow. But anyways, this motherfucker landed a looking knockdown fluke. Yeah, my last victory was a 1-punch TKO. Obviously, the knockdown was fluke. I get up. He starts running away from me. This fucking pussy ran to the manager's desk. Like, not directly, but he was next. He, on purpose, he got so scared, he ran by the manager's desk. Come on, man. And I got kicked out because of him. And then I caught up to him, and I started beating the fuck out of him when he clinched me. He just clinches me, and I just go, bah, 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 with gloves. And I stop him. I hit him in the head like 4 or 5 times, flush. And then somebody just separated in TKO right there. Charlie's on. Then 3 days later, I go to the gym, and I one shot that black belt. I mean, legend, boxing legend, Charlie's on. But anyways, that gym, that sucks though, man, because that's where I beat the Marine. I beat that K-1 fighter there. Man, what a fucking bitch-ass fucking clown, that Navy guy. Yeah, whatever. But you know what? Everything happens for the best. Because I got kicked out of there. I go to another gym. Boom. Victory for the ages. A left hook to the jaw of the heavyweight. Yeah, I mean, that's what I always say, man. You can't stop greatness. When greatness is destined, it's going to keep happening. And I'm destined for greatness. And that's it. I'm destined to win. Man, every gym in L.A. can kick me out. I'll find another gym. It's just, I don't know. Well, see, the thing is, that L.A. Fitness, where, see, the staff there, wow, it's fine. Believe it or not. I just got unlucky that the manager was there that day. Obviously, the manager's going to be a little strict, but guess what? That gym where I beat my last victory 2 days ago, and I smashed the 1-punch left hook, the phenomenal left hook, and I went southpaw bone. Come on, the A2. Over there, I made sure, because I have a wedding coming up, and I'm not about to get arrested for beating the fuck out of somebody. So I told him. I told him who I am. I told him I'm greatest of all time, pound for pound champion. You know, I fight at a very high caliber, the highest caliber. I won titles in Las Vegas. I beat Deontay Wilder. You know, would you guys allow me to box in your facility? Yes or no? They said yes, and I spoke with I know that guy. I believe it was the owner. Even. They said, I don't know. I'm not sure, but he told me he was manager. So he called the shots, and he said, yeah, come in. You can box full out. You can, you know, as long as you got gloves on, man, keep it clean. He says, yeah. And I went, scored a phenomenal victory, and there you go. Nobody's going to kick me out. Because, see, the staff allowed, where I beat the Marine, the staff allowed fights. But the manager and owners don't. So basically, if they found out that the staff was allowing me to fuck people up, then they could have gotten in trouble. But this place is different. It's you know, it's not an LA Fitness. It's a whole different gym. And, yeah. You know, what can I say? LA Fitness, I beat Joe Valder, Joe, a TV fighter. Because a lot of them motherfuckers go to work out, like lift weights, and I just go there challenging. But, yeah, no more. I broke so many faces at these LA Fitness gyms. You know what they did? They banned me from not just that LA Fitness. They banned me from every LA Fitness in Los Angeles, California, and LA County. Yeah, he left a voicemail. He said I'm not allowed at any. They have all my records. They have everything. They've seen that because I posted videos of me beating the shit out of people, and they've seen all those videos. This is it. The one on Hollywood, the one on El Centro, where I beat Jill Zavala. The one in Hollywood where I snapped Kevin Luka's neck, the one where I beat the U.S. Marine, all of them, and
gym, LA Fitness gyms that I didn't even go to. I'm already kicked out of there. But I didn't even step foot there because it's LA Fitness. It's like a chain. You get it? Yeah, I'm not allowed in any LA Fitness in LA County because of how lethal I am. I found another gym. All good. 82-0, man. Fuck them motherfuckers. I should be honored to have a boxer of my caliber, a champion of my caliber, competing at their facility. But see, they don't care, you know what I mean? Because they just want to have guys lifting weights. You know, they don't want trouble. They don't want violence. And you know, I don't bring any trouble. Punches that hard, that fast, explosive. It's violent. You know what I mean? It's pretty extreme. But hey, they can't handle it. Another gym well. Like I said, I punched that guy so hard in the jaw. Fucking manager seen it. He didn't say a goddamn word. He said, "Come back, champ." I'm serious. Before, fuck these gyms. They kicked me out. They're lost. They could have had more, you know, publicity, more. Like, okay, think about it. Oh, Charlie's on. I'll go to that gym. You know, there you go. You know, more people signing up to get my fucking autograph. You know what I'm saying? That's it. All right, well, it's been an honor. Fans, take care and God bless, man. 82-0.